We're back on Tell the Band to Go Home, and you know we love to tell you about the great shows coming up featuring great songwriters. And, well, I'll be honest with you, Wednesday we got a tough choice to make. We're all going to a show on Wednesday, just so you know. It's just, I don't know which one, honestly. They're kind of different shows in the sense that one features an up-and-coming songwriter who's his best days are ahead of him. The guy's impressing me more and more all the time. And the other show features some guys whose, let's be honest, their heyday was perhaps in the past, but it was so good that we might want to go see him again. I'm not sure. Anyways, we'll start off first with a guy who was in town. You might, if you listen to Steel Belted Radio, you heard him on the show on March the 8th. He came down live in the studio to perform with us, and I didn't really know too much about him beforehand. But I left a big fan. The songs that he played for us were absolutely fantastic. And I'm happy to say that he's coming back to town. His name's Brock Zeman, by the way, in case you don't know who I'm talking about. He plays with our good friend Dan Walsh, who has been through a couple of times. And they are coming back to town. They were in town on March the 8th, like I said. They did about 3 shows in town, and somehow I managed to miss them all. And then when I heard that they were coming back through, I figured, well, that's okay, because I'll just see them on the return trip. Well, I'm not so sure now. I don't know what to do. On Wednesday, April the 4th, they are playing at Candor for what is sure to be an amazing show. Apparently, like, they did a show at Candor on the Wednesday the last time they were here, and it was fantastic, but I wasn't there. So I really wanted to be there this time to see them at Candor, but I don't know if I can, and I'll explain why in a few minutes. But first, I'll try and sell you a ticket to see Brock Zeman and Dan Walsh at Candor. They have a new album called The Bourbon Sessions, and we'll hear the opening track off that, Blood on the Hardwood Floor, and then a couple that they did live here in the studio on March the 8th, because that was pretty darn special. So anyways, here's Brock Zeman, Dan Walsh. They're playing April 4th, Candor. Check this out.
Coffee stains. There was something big coming round the bend. Well, the manholes, they all screamed and hissed. Something in the air smelled like piss. This whole town's going up, come to me. And the hot boys were drinking hard liquor. And the band was playing something rock and roll. And everyone was dancing all around the bar. And he don't get paid enough. All it took was a sideways glance, and I knew everything in advance, that all his troubles were still yet to come. Outside there was thunder, there was lightning, as the rain of rats and hogs starts to pour. You could hear beer bottles smashing on the other side of the bar. Some fool was waving a broken cue in sit like ivy on a house, trapped in the bath and can't climb out. Whistling a tune in the pouring rain, using parked cars as walking canes. You know she ain't never coming back again. Oh my sweet Chanel, oh my sweet Chanel.
Record. Well, I was walking around Vancouver. I was unsure of what I was about to find. Had a room at a Canby hostel, and I was just kind of killing some time. This lonesome sound coming from down the street, where there's this old man picking an old guitar. He's got a case opened at his feet. Got long white hair beneath an old cap and a long white beard, and he's playing some John Prine song for everyone to hear. Well, I lean up against the wall and I hold on to his every word. Then he starts playing this mining song that I'd never heard, called The Dark as a Dungeon. It's enough to make you weep when you hear it played by an old man on a street corner of Gastown or an old guitar with nylon strings. Fella walks by, pictures a penny that lands outside the old man's case. And he stops the song before it's through and he says, "Sir, let me tell you just one thing. I'm down on my luck, ain't got no roof over my head. But I'm an artist, not a beggar. This is the only gig I could get." As he placed a penny back in the man's hand, he said, "Keep your charity. If you're still feeling given later on, you go see them guanos down the street." Gets all red and he starts walking down the street. And that old fella with the guitar, well, he turns and he says to me, "Son, I've never had the finer things, but you know I'm doing all that I love. And that makes me free as the rich down here and all them birds flying up above." Then he goes back into that old mining song. Never missed a beat. Stood up on the back of my neck when he began to sing. And whenever I'm playing in a bar someplace where the crowd can talk louder than I can sing, I just think about an old man standing on a street corner in Gastown, picking an old guitar with nylon strings.
A couple of guys will be in town on Wednesday at Candor, 390 Provence. Favorite little store, favorite little place to hear a nice, intimate concert. That's going to be great. It's going to be a great show. Brock Zeman and Dan Walsh. That right there was Gastown, and you may recall it sounds a little crazy. It sounds a little weird. There's kind of some weird stuff going on in the back. That's because we had American Flame Whip rocking the house on the other side of the wall when we were recording that. Too bad, but the song was so good that I just couldn't forget about it. Had to play it there for you. It's fantastic. When you go see them on Wednesday at Candor, American Flame Whip won't be next door, so it'll be fine. Before that, we heard them doing Chanel and something from an album called The Bourbon Sessions, which you'll be able to pick up on Wednesday. Blood on the Hardwood Floor. That's going to be a really great show, but I don't think I'm going to be there. Nope. I think I'm going to the West End Cultural Center to see a few of my favorites of all time. First of all, the opener. When I heard this guy was opening, it pretty much sealed the deal. I haven't seen this guy in a while. He's fantastic. He used to be in a band called the Waltons, who I absolutely loved years ago. I think we're going to play some Waltons. But first we'll play something off his first solo record called Under and Over. The guy's name is Jason Plum, of course. He's from Regina. And that album is a few years old. It's like 4 years old or something. Well, apparently he's got a brand new record called Beauty in This World. And that's reason enough for me to go to the West End on Wednesday to pick up a copy of this record because I'm dying to hear it. I don't have anything to play for you because I don't have it yet, but we'll play something off Under and Over and then some Waltons, and then we'll tell you who he's opening for on Wednesday at the West End. Anyways, here's Jason Plum. Tell the band to go home.
I worked out that I've probably made a mistake for each thing I've done right. Just keeping it even at times seems to take every ounce of my might. I might have found gold instead of dust. Could have been someone to hold in trust. I may seem hard in harder times. Even when my colors are faded, I stay in the lines. I can't be the sun cause I'd burn. As sure as I leave, I will return. The moon is too big and too bright. I can't. die for Saturn's beautiful rings. I am none of these things, and I'm glad that I'm not, 'cause you'd expect a lot.
Hey, this is Jason Plum. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
What are you gonna do when you much time above the ground on your own.